I'm Kyle Robinson from the MyFM Newsroom, and it is Next Gen Farmer Day here on MyFM, and I'm being joined on the line there right now with Chris Huckabone from the local Kubota dealership, who works in sales there. And Chris, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy season to kind of touch base with us here a little bit, but kind of touch on some more of the things that are happening with technology when it comes to agriculture. I know some of the new machinery is very up to date and things like that. So kind of give us a brief overview on what's kind of happening within that field.
Bigger, better, more technology in each and every tractor that they produce, and Kubota themselves have gotten into bigger units, up into the higher horsepowers for precision farming kind of idea. And then if you get into the precision planting and plowing and tillage and the hay equipment, it's all gotten a little bit more technical there and more efficient to hopefully at the end of the day save a farmer some money and produce a better whether it be a bale or better crop at the end of the year. So, yeah.
Okay. What would you say is probably the biggest change that you're seeing now when it comes to, equipment and things like that compared to when you first started?
The most obvious one is cost.
sounds about right.
Things have gotten very expensive, but that goes right through for everybody. But it must put a lot of pressure on a farmer for their end. Their end user costs have increased quite substantially over the last number of years. But outside of that, is just the technology that goes into it for your, like I said, one thing Kubota talks a lot about, and so do a lot of the other manufacturers, is precision farming. So there's not a whole lot of waste, whether it be wasted time for a farmer that they don't have to make more passes over their fields. And then after that is with that seed going in the ground or the harvesting of it, of the crop, that it all gets done 100% so that there's no waste behind.
Okay. So a lot of your return customers, obviously, they've seen technology and things like that change over the time and, the way they use equipment and things like that. Is there a general sense that, we're welcoming these new tools to make things a little easier?
Hopefully, because there's less farmers all the time, so, and there's less people to help the farmers, so they try and make things better, right? So that increases, makes it easier for people to step into it. And that goes for a smaller scale farm as well. So, whenever you think of farming, you think big, high horsepower units with big pieces of tillage behind it, where you could get down to the small person that just has a few acres that has that, wants to make a bigger garden for themselves so that they can have a little bit more food security and stuff like that. So Kubota has, I think the whole market as a whole has tried to driven themselves for that smaller horsepower, the small farmer, small person with acreage, to really help them as well. So whether it's a day-to-day use.
Okay. You kind of mentioned that there's, less and less farmers as we go along here. What do you think might be the reason for that?
It'll go back to cost, timing, and just that's more of a social issue than what I could talk about. So just an industry that isn't growing for sure. So it's a very expensive one to get into, and unless you kind of grew up with it, it's very difficult to get into it. So that's from the outside looking in kind of idea. I couldn't answer.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
When you were talking about precision planters and things like that, what does that really entail?
Sorry, was that your phone kind of cut it?
Oh, sorry. When it comes to, you were mentioning something about like precision planters and things like that. What does that really entail?
Yeah, just there's a whole monitor that goes in your tractor that kind of tells you exactly what's going in the ground, how it's going in the ground, how deep you want it. It tells you everything you want to know about the ground and what's going on and what that seed is going to do as soon as it gets in there. So a lot of information can come at you really quick, even what's fertilizer you're putting beside it and everything. So it's kind of interesting to see in action. So.
Okay. Obviously, with all this equipment comes, parts and service and things like that and the guys to be able to repair it. Is there a bit of a lengthy education process to be able to learn how to maintain these machines and fix them if need be?
That's where the farming industry really helps us for our technicians and everything. We've got a number of people who've come off the farm, who work on a farm, once they're done here at 5 o'clock, they'll still go out and farm. So, that kind of gives you some background into a tractor. If you're coming from the automotive industry, it can be quite a learning experience because an engine's the same, but everything else can kind of change after that, how they function, especially in the hydraulic end. So, after that, the parts and everything, you get somebody from the automotive end, parts are parts, but there's quite a bit to learn and to see on a tractor end of things, even getting into the tillage and the ag industry on it. So it's not a one and done kind of idea. It takes some time to figure it out.
Okay. Well, one last question for you there, Chris, before I let you go. Just kind of like looking to the future of our farmer equipment and things like that. What are some things that, you know, you personally might be a little excited for?
That's a very little question.
I'm full of them today.
Yeah. You know, the dealership end of me says, oh, I'm hoping for more future sales. But in the end of it, the end is what you're hoping for, is that it's an industry that kind of levels out and is sustainable for a long term for future generations. I know it's something that every farmer strives for, to be able to pass it down to their children or the next generation kind of idea. So hopefully that's what the future unfolds for everybody.
Again, that is Chris Huckabone from the local Kubota dealership. Chris, thank you so much for joining us today, as it's Next Gen Farmer Day here on MyFM.